The narrow water ambush, the subject of Brian Stanley's controversial tweet this weekend, which, as we've been reporting, has led to that call for him to stand aside for a time as chair of the Doyle Public Accounts Committee. The vice chairperson of the PAC, Catherine Murphy of the Social Democrats, has told this programme that the tweet has put members of the committee in a very difficult position, and it couldn't be business as usual. Cillian Sherlock has been talking to members of the PAC, beginning with Deputy Murphy. Did she think Brian Stanley should stand aside?
That may well be a resolution to this, but I don't think the taking the tweet down and apologising will be sufficient. I felt, you know, his role as a TD and indeed as the chair of Public Accounts Committee is quite a senior position, but with that role comes a responsibility, and it's going to be very difficult to just pick up as though it's business as usual tomorrow.
Fine Gael TD Jennifer Carroll McNeill said the tweet was unacceptable, but the work of the Public Accounts Committee had to continue.
Deputy Stanley has apologised for the comments as insensitive and inappropriate. They are very serious comments. The glorification, the eulogising of any violence is unacceptable, and this was a particularly serious act. We have to treat the deaths of everybody in the Troubles on an equal footing, and what Deputy Stanley did very clearly doesn't do that. I'm going to turn up and do my work as I always do, but I do think it's up to Sinn Féin and up to Deputy Stanley to reflect on how serious this is and to, you know, make their own steps that are appropriate steps to try to acknowledge the seriousness of it. You know, I don't want to be putting words in his mouth or actions in his mouth. That's for them, not for me. But I would suggest that at a minimum, one of the options available to him is to recuse himself from the chairmanship of the committee for a period and let the vice chair do the work.
Labour's Sean Sherlock said, as a proud Corkman, he had a strong emotional tie to Kilmichael, but members of the Oireachtas had to be careful with the language they used.
I know Brian Stanley to be a fundamentally decent person, and I don't think that he should step aside as chair of the committee. I've served with him in the past on previous committees. I think we're all committed Republicans, the majority of us in the House, but at a time when we are talking about a shared future on this island, I think it's important that we don't let our emotional ties to incidences like Narrowwater and Kilmichael cloud our judgment. It's important to remember these incidences, but it's also important that we use our language judiciously. But I don't think it warrants Brian's resignation.
As Deputy Stanley was chosen by his party to chair the committee, Fianna Fáil TD Cormac Devlin said it was a matter for Sinn Féin to consider.
I'm shocked and disappointed by the tweet. I think that it has caused a lot of hurt and anger, and I'm glad Deputy Stanley has apologised for it. But that said, I think in terms of PAC, that's a matter completely for Deputy Stanley himself and the Sinn Féin party. You know, I think that's where Sinn Féin need to analyse that themselves, and they need to make a statement on the matter.
And that report from Cillian Sherlock.